There can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
5. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Magical engineer Frankie's ready, and I'm ready. We got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the eyes speak and new science about your eyes and your ears. And we have some other great topics to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, take salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in Luke 15. And it says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Amen. Make that you. Everybody's a sinner. All have sinned. And seek the Lord's face because the time grows short. Yeah, you want to get to heaven. You want to live in that new Jerusalem. Definitely want to live there. Other location, not so great. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Back.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quack Report, this is a tragedy, really. School vaccine campaigns coming under fire over in France when a 12-year-old boy dies. Despite multiple court cases in the United States, India, Japan, Colombia, and Spain, and in France, they're still pushing the HPV, the papillomavirus vaccine, on children, even though it is a high health risk. Pharmaceutical companies and a lot of organizations continue to fund it, fund the vaccine and the campaigns, and pushing it into the school systems around the world. So this nationwide HPV or papilloma vaccine campaign was launched in France in their schools in October. Vaccine campaign targeted school children ages 11 to 14. And unfortunately, this 12-year-old male student collapsed just minutes after getting the Gardasil HPV vaccine at St. Dominic's College, which is a private school in St. Herbain near Natisse. And upon collapsing, he did suffer head trauma. And he was taken to the university hospital, and the hospital said his condition worsened, and then he passed away on the 27th of October. So how is the health authority handling this? Well, they're kind of spinning the death as a result of the head trauma. So the regional health authority of Pays de la Loire, or ARS for short, reported that the boy fell heavily on the floor after he received the vaccine. He hit the back of his head, hit a hard surface in the room where the vaccine was given, and despite the intervention of the nurses present, his condition deteriorated following days afterwards in relation to the severity of his head trauma. Well, however, the Natisse Public Prosecutor's Office has been designing to investigate the death of this young person, which was under unusual circumstances. So how does a young boy, you know, get up, get dressed, go to school, and wind up dead after passing out from a vaccine? Well, that's the question the prosecutor's office is asking. So, quote, they say, "We want to understand how a young boy could have died in these circumstances. Those involved are being investigated for involuntary manslaughter." Well, I hope this isn't just a dog and pony show, and this is a sincere investigation, because in the United States alone, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, they paid out more than $70 million in damages to children that were injured by the Gardasil HPV papillomavirus vaccine. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, Thanksgiving more expensive this year. Y'all had Thanksgiving. I hope it was great. Some notable holiday favorites were, well, impacted by the inflation this year. Your russet potatoes were 14% more. Your canned pumpkin, 30% more. And your canned cranberries, 60% more compared to last year. Overall, grocery prices have risen 2.1% in the last 12 months, but in 2022, the grocery bill went up 12.4%. And most of the people feeding their families, they say it's become super expensive. And they said this year they split the cost of Thanksgiving dinner when family members joined together to ease the burden. And while others said they're cutting corners by opting for cheaper Thanksgiving products. Well, there's still a lot to be thankful for. God's on his throne. We can be thankful for that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, what'd you say, Frank? Lots of money was given to the vaccine injuries, but not one man or woman injured has been made whole. True. Yeah, some of those injuries are for life. I understand, Frank. It's, yeah. Well, a lot of people got to answer for stuff at the judgment. Well, we're talking about the I Speak in our first segment of the show. This is new research, November 2023, from Duke University. They're saying your eyes and your ears are somehow linked and communicate. So the human ear offers subtle sounds when the eyes are moving. Science says that they can tell what the eyes are doing by the ear sounds. So research thinks this information may be helpful for future hearing tests, and the research did get published in the November 2023 Journal of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Here's a quote from Professor Jennifer Goh. She's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. She says, you can actually estimate the movement of the eyes, the position of the target that the eyes are going to be looking at, just from the recordings made with a microphone in the ear canal. Well, they're measuring these ear sound waves. So the research team reports that they're able to predict what the waveform of the ear sound will be based on what you're looking at. What do you think of that, Frank? So they think, you know, the sounds could generate, when the eye is moving, that the brain and the middle ear muscles kind of are activated and the ear cells magnify low, quiet sounds. And what kind of subtle sounds do you think the ear is making, Frank? Kind of want to guess, you know? Yeah, what would your ear be, what sound when you move your eyeball side to side or up or down? What do you suppose your ear's saying? Well, according to the research, Professor Goh says they sound like a squeak. There's a squeaking tone, which she thinks may sharpen our perception. She goes on to say, we think this system allows the brain to match up where sights and sounds are located, even though our eyes can move when our head and our ears do not. End of quote. Well, the research points out that scientists thought originally that the ear's sound regulation system only dealt with soft sounds to heighten them or dampen loud sounds. However, the research Professor Goh's doing has been published, and it shows that your sound regulation system can be activated by eye movement, and they think the brain informs the ears what the eyes are doing. What do you think of this, Frank? They spent money on this. They're decoding your ear sounds now. So Professor Goh and Professor Chris Shea from the University of Southern California, they assembled 16 volunteers who had good vision and hearing, and they wanted to test their theory on eyes creating ear sounds. And as the volunteers watched this green light move, the researchers gathered a wide range of audio signals that were, you know, generated by the eyes and where they were moving in each direction. So the data was analyzed to find this unique signature for different directions your eye is moving, you know, north, south, east, or west. So this enabled them to know where people were looking just by the ear sound wave. For example, they said, based on our oscillation sound wave, we can tell if someone is looking 30 degrees to their left. So how these ear sounds play a role in perception is yet to be discovered. However, future research is scheduled to find that out, along with how eye movement and ear sounds relate in people with hearing and vision issues. So this is interesting research, because science seems to be amazed to discover that the human body works holistically together. Yeah, science tends to compartmentalize stuff. That's why you have all these specialties within healthcare. So the blind adapt to have better hearing, and the deaf adapt to have a keen sense of vibration around them. So development of the brain regions adapt your senses. Here's some quotes. So this is from kind.com. They say, people with absent or impaired vision use acoustic impressions much more, which is why their sense of hearing is better trained. Blind people hear better. They perceive sounds and especially changes better. For example, traffic noise under a bridge or near a wall of a house. They know the difference. Also, a Scientific American says the visual cortex in the blind person is taken over by other senses. They go on to say the deaf have more activation in the auditory cortex in response to touch and visual stimuli compared to people with hearing. Well, and you want to be careful, because you want to keep your eyes healthy and your hearing healthy. So eye disease, you know, modern medicine has listed well over 40 diseases that involve the eyes. Genetics are not responsible for all of them. And in many instances, it is lifestyle that has caused a weakness in the vascular area of the eye. According to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, we currently have over 150 million Americans wearing corrective eyewear, and the WHO concedes that most vision problems are due to poor diet, lack of exercise, genetics, too much close work, and computer blue screen eye strain. Well, we have control over all that. We can make changes, improve our vision. Also, you want to be careful about your hearing, and drugs can put your hearing at risk. A list of medications that will kill your sense of sound are your cardiovascular drugs for blood pressure, congestive heart failure, angina, so be careful. Also, antibiotics. And the names of these antibiotic drugs have the C-I-N or sin at the end of the drug name. So mycin, streptomycin, erythromycin, all these are E-mycin drug lines. They're used for usually respiratory infections, but they can put your hearing at risk if you're using them a lot. Quinine also is on the list for malaria and leg cramps, as well as your pain relievers. Aspirin, ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, naproxen, Aleve, acetaminophen, Tylenol. Cancer drugs, your neuroplastic drugs, your loop diuretics, and your anti-parasite medications. So a lot of people were taking some of those anti-parasite meds during COVID, so hope not too frequently. So with regard to the pain relievers, you know, just taking the drug twice weekly can promote a hearing loss risk. So researcher options is the message, I guess. You know, our creator has supplied us with medicinal herbs to help with vision, pain, brain function, and a whole lot more. And many of these natural alternatives work holistically with the body to restore our balance. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog. You can check out their brain concentrate, their eye products, their natural pain anti-inflammatory formulas, because it's usually what we are putting inside the body that's causing our problem. So when we correct that and use natural medicine, medicinal plants, well, we can restore this balance and not have to manage symptoms. Give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the international number is 469-569-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, by the way, they extended the Thanksgiving's Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale to the 30th of November. So you got a few more days if you missed it, and you can save 25% on your orders of $75 or more. Use the coupon code THANKS23 when you're on the phone or you're checking out online, or just simply write it on your order form to get the discount. But do order early as you can because, you know, we tend to run out on stuff, you know. And then you're at a loss. You gotta order early before things go bye-bye. All right, we got a few minutes here before we have to take a bottom of the hour break. And so we're going to touch on something here. We're gonna touch on fluoride for a second. Oh, you probably already know about fluoride. A lot of you do. That neurotoxin fluoride. Well, if you've been to a pediatric dentist or any dentist, really, and you take your kids, there's a risk that your kids could be sent home with a toothpaste called Control RX. And Control RX toothpaste has heavy fluoride. It's 1.1% fluoride, or 5,000 ppm, parts per million. So if you're reading the warning label on this Control RX toothpaste, it states that the product should be kept out of reach of children, and children under six should not use it. the product, if it's swallowed, you should call poison control. And an overdose of this product consists of a thin ribbon of, or a pea-sized amount, which is about 3 grams of your toothpaste or 1.5 milligrams of fluoride. So there is a 282 gram of fluoride in the entire 2-ounce tube. I'm like, wow. Now, there's lots of critics. You know, you get pros and cons on the fluoride issue. Critics say fluoride is ineffective at cavity prevention and promotes bone ailments such as osteoporosis and arthritis. And reports have gone as far to say the fluoride causes discolored, brittle teeth and promotes premature aging. Well, let's look at the American Dental Association. Aside from them, what do other medical associations say about the use of fluoride? Well, not long ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine cited there were correlations between fluorinated areas and hip fractures. And the National Institute of Environmental and Health Science also researched the link between cancer and the consumption of fluoride. Well, let's look at more science here. The science that has kind of emerged on fluoride over the last 20, 30 years should have the FDA and the AMA really pulling all kinds of food and healthcare products off the shelves. According to Dr. John Yiannis, he's the author of Fluoride, the Aging Factor, he states that clinically the toxicity of fluoride has been known for years. In 1984, chemists listed fluoride as a poison, and the documentation on fluoride's toxicology states further that it's more toxic than lead and a little less toxic than arsenic. Pest control experts used fluoride as a pesticide for mice, rats, and other vermin for years. Pest control personnel remember fluoride labels warning that 1/10 of an ounce kills an adult over 100 pounds and 1/100th of an ounce kills infants. So where does this leave most Americans with more than one tube of toothpaste per household? How much fluoride is in a tube of regular toothpaste? Well, the average tube is 7 ounces. It contains 0.01 ounces of fluoride, which is 199 grams of fluoride, which is more than enough to kill a 25-pound child. Yeah. And, you know, they make the toothpaste all sparkly and striped with different colors and flavors. Can you imagine a kid emptying that stuff into their mouth? Could fluoride be a culprit in a lot of our problems? That's a good question. Because diseases have become more prevalent when fluoride came on the scene. According to Dr. Yiannis, I can't pronounce his name, sorry. He says with repeated exposure to fluoride, it modifies and bonds and shapes proteins, essentially distorting proteins, which our own immune system will attack. So could things like lupus be a side effect of fluoride poisoning? How about other ill effects of prolonged exposure like tremors and Parkinson's or stomach cramps and constipation like IBS or aching bones like osteoporosis and stiffness like arthritis and osteoarthritis? Think about these things. So where do we start with fluoride? Well, the article by Jackie Giuliano, he titled it Healing Our World. He reported on the discovery by Joel Griffith and Chris Bryson when they researched fluoride. In a nutshell, Griffiths and Bryson pored over hundreds of documents involving the Manhattan Project, which involved atomic bomb manufacturing. They discovered that fluoride was a major chemical in bomb production using high-grade uranium and plutonium. So fluoride was a hazardous chemical used by the U.S. nuclear weapons program. Lawsuits were also filed for environmental and civilian fluoride poisoning, and it was reported that our U.S. government ordered scientists to create a healthy use for fluoride to use as a defense in court. Voila, dental protection. So a new market for Floyd was born. So you want to protect yourself out there. I typically get a toothpaste that has no fluoride in it. And I don't really have cavities, unlike, you know, unusual. I don't have any really cropping up. Here's a Dr. Phyllis Mullinex. He's a toxicology expert at Forsyth Dental Center in Boston. He tested fluoride in animal studies, proving that it is a very powerful central nervous system toxin. So check your labels. Make sure there's no added fluorides in your drinks or food products, especially geared for children. This is probably why kids got lower IQ, Frank. The folks at Apothecaribs, they have some very nice oral hygiene products if you want to tap into some of that. Let's see, they have the tooth and gum formula, and they have the oral, the herbal mouth cleanse formula. Both very gentle, very nice. You can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com, or they're also in the herbal catalog if you have that. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're on their website, don't delay. Sign up for their free online newsletters. The Health Quest goes out on Fridays, the American Survival on Tuesdays, and they're absolutely free, and they're full of information that you won't hear anywhere else on health matters and natural solutions for everyday problems. So do sign up. It's absolutely free. You can share your issues with family and friends because you want to pass on the empowerment. That's what it's about. Pass it on, Frank. All right, so I don't know about you, but it's really dry here in North Carolina. We got a little rain over the weekend, but we've been on a burn ban here. It is so dry. So we were praying for rain. And makes you thirsty a lot. It gets dry out there, the air is so dry. You can't even burn a fire in your fireplace because, too dry. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the three waves of pandemic influenza. There's three of them. So I want you to be prepared. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, come down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Oh, Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Frank for the retro music. Awesome stuff. Okay, so we're going to educate you here on the three waves of pandemic influenza. So you may have noticed that, you know, influenza viruses, especially, you know, during the fall and winter months, but there's this really nervous tick inside science with regard to that old pesky 1918 Spanish flu influenza. So this was an influenza strain that had not been seen before, but in September 2009, London virologist Dr. John Oxford, he was looking at it, the virus that killed a lot of people in the flu during 1918, and he extracted some tissue samples to capture the disease, and the specific strain of flu they called the Spanish flu, but Dr. Alan Hay, another virologist, refers to this virus as the Armageddon scenario. So why were they looking at this virus that was so deadly? Well, it's a huge mystery to science. And there are several reasons for which, you know, the public is told that the pandemic strains cycle about every 40 years. And that there's we're overdue for a deadly pathogen to erupt. So this is what we're told. We're supposed to expect it, but is it true? Well, the WHO has an influenza center, the National Institute of Medical Research in London. They say deadly pathogens can now be manipulated using gene editing to make them even more lethal, or as we say, weaponize them. So a weapon of mass destruction without the cost of launching the military offers a lot of power to whoever may have that power at their disposal. So here's an example. In 1930, science started to identify the viral agents that are causing influenza. So now science has become this self-proclaimed expert on viruses. Any knowledge in the hands of a small mind is a dangerous thing. And let's find out what could be brewing with regards to pandemics. Here's Dr. Alan Hay, the virologist. He says this: despite the potentially hazardous implications, it has not stopped researchers from going to great lengths to learn all they can about the Spanish flu. Using a CRISPR tool, we've been able to dramatically amplify the genetic material, such as the genes in that virus, to determine its secrets and piece them back together again like a genome jigsaw puzzle. And we are handling the virus under very high containment conditions. Talk about playing with fire. Well, let's look at these three waves. According to the CDC, and when they looked at the Spanish flu that hit in 1918, there were three distinctive waves of illness, they said. The virus hit in March of 1918, and then it subsided during the summer, but then it peaked again in the fall, which produced the high body count. The third wave emerged in the summer of 1918 and continued into the spring of 1919. So by the summer of 1919, the crisis of the Spanish flu had stopped and subsided. And most people really don't know that science was experimenting heavily with influenza strains between 1889 and 1890. So the vaccines of that time, you know, during the early 1900s, were of an undisclosed composition. However, it's thought that, you know, the vaccines, the new vaccines that they were developing, they were giving them to the military. And I think maybe that's what started the Spanish flu. So at the time, it was common to combine diseases in a vaccine. They were using things like, get this, rabies, typhoid fever, yellow fever, diphtheria, influenza, and smallpox, all in one syringe. So the culture criteria of making the vaccines back then was pretty horrible. There are a lot of photos of testing these experimental vaccines on orphaned children and infants and the poor who didn't have any other family members. And many of the vaccines of this era were made from B strain influenza, pneumonia, strep, staph infections, and micrococcus, which is a gram-negative bacteria that causes massive inflammation. Unbelievable. Here is a quote from American Medical Journal of 1918. They said, physicians in 1918 and 1919 were faced with the strange circumstance that all vaccines, regardless of their composition, their mode of administration, or the circumstances in which they were tested, were held to prevent influenza or pneumonia. So they were saying, it'll protect you. They go on to say something was clearly wrong, and the medical profession had, at the time, no consensus on what constituted a valid vaccine trial or to determine if the vaccines were beneficial. There were no peer review standards, and they had very limited informal procedures. Oh. I know. This is where vaccines came from. Here is a quote. This is U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health in 2010. They said nearly 100 years later, and the most basic fundamental features of influenza are still largely unexplained. We still don't know the distinguishing difference between regular influenza and pandemic strains of influenza. Well, don't know. You know, how far they come since then, as far as admitting if what they know or don't know. But here's some interesting. This is during World War I. These are documents the U.S. Army gave the military. They listed that, giving them typhoid vaccines. And they were given them in which the cases of typhoid increased rapidly. So they gave them the vaccines to protect them from typhoid, but it gave them typhoid. So the deaths occurred after the vaccines were given in the American Army hospitals and the American hospitals in France, which were all in a clinical setting, supposedly. So there is this report that survives by the U.S. Army Surgeon General in which it states the cases of typhoid increased after vaccination, and it shows 19,608 soldiers were admitted with a diagnosis of anti-typhoid inoculation and vaccination, which is a complex virus that belongs to the pox family. So the Army doctors knew that it was the vaccines that were being given to the military that is causing the outbreak, and they became panic-stricken, and they tried to suppress the telltale typhoid symptoms with a stronger vaccine, which caused what is called typhoid parathyroid condition. It was a worse case of disease, but they called it the Spanish flu. This is in the Surgeon General's notes, World War I. So this treatment was then rushed to civilians, advertising as a protective measure from the mysterious flu that they say came from Spain and infected millions worldwide. Well, the vaccines killed them. So those who were not injected, didn't have any contact with the disease, they're the ones taking care of the sick who got the vaccine. So it would appear that the difference between regular influenza and pandemic influenza is a vaccine. Did COVID teach us anything? And science is still doing that today. Duh. So an example, again, your chickenpox acquired naturally by itself is not life-threatening, but when science makes a chickenpox disease 10 times stronger in a vaccine, and they call it the shingles vaccine, well, you can get a deadly form of the disease. So today, children are developing causes of shingles because they're getting injected with chickenpox vaccines. They didn't naturally acquire it. So where's the antibodies? Hello? Supposedly the vaccine helps you create antibodies against it. That is not true. Have you been listening to this show? I've been telling you that's not true from science, from virologists who have told me this. Symptoms after a vaccine. Well, one thing medical history tries to ignore is that when the military or civilians are given a vaccine, especially with a typhoid serum in them, they quickly develop the following symptoms that most were led to believe was just a strange, mysterious foreign flu from Spain. So here's what they develop. Typhoid symptoms, abdomen pain, gastrointestinal problems, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, fever, chills, loss of appetite, weakness, headache, rash with lots of red dots, and weight loss. They also got hepatitis, as well as lesions that look like smallpox sores, pneumonia-like congestion, but similar to diphtheria, and paralysis. Yeah, a lot of these vaccines cause neurological problems. So people need to understand that vaccines today cause a body poisoning, even if it appears to be much more subtle, a much more subtle reaction than the vaccines of the early 1900s. So the point is that science is aware how to create a pandemic-type disease through multiple disease mutations, and the vehicle of choice is an influenza shot. So this brings me back to Dr. Hayes' comment that the vaccine pathology of the so-called Spanish flu is one of that is referred to as Armageddon, and that is pretty accurate. So what he and others saw, and some failed to acknowledge, is that it was not a naturally occurring pandemic, but it was a man-made one. A man-made disease. So some say that the Spanish flu was a creation of man and not a natural evolution of the virus, that today's science has a better understanding of and a better procedures with regard to vaccines. But the theory of vaccines hasn't changed. So I would say, if you're going to trust technology, if you're going to think it's advanced science enough, and it's smarter than our creator and your natural immune system defenses, that you think your own immune system can't fight off deadly strains of disease, then you're going to roll up your sleeve then. So why would that be? Corporations will call modern medicine about this disease, and they want to eradicate it, but how are they doing on that? You still have flu circulating around, all these flu shots. Well, there's no money to be made from well people. That's the point. So there is definitely no money to be made off of dead people either. And that is why the disease attack through your vaccines is more subtle now, creating manageable diseases. Manageable. So you should be prepared for anything, pandemic-wise. What they can create now with protein switches and genetic modifications is just anybody's guess. And that's why, you know, your Bible and the Old Testament said that, you know, you'll have these diseases, the diseases not written of in this book, because they hadn't been invented yet. Yeah. Yeah, that was Moses telling Israel before he left them. Be good, you know, be obedient, be blessed. If you're disobedient, you'll be cursed with these plagues not written of in this book. So generations later, here we are with plagues not written of in this book. So we need to be prepared for just about anything. And make sure you're immune system strong, and there's medicinal plants that can do that for you, help you make antibodies quickly. Would you say, Frank? You think they've just gotten started? The UN documents on depopulation and sustainability all call for a reduction in world population to 500 million, all documented. Yes, I'm aware of that, Frank. Yes, this is one of the ways it's going to happen. Yeah. Well, I mean, what did the Bible say? You know, if Jesus doesn't step in, no flesh would be saved alive. We're on an extinction course. You know, the evil out there, you know, would make man totally extinct if it wasn't for our Creator coming soon. So, all right. So I want you to be prepared. There's herbs that can help in pandemics. There's herbs that have inhibitors to a lot of these pandemics. Gentian root has an inhibitor to Ebola, the hemorrhagic fevers. Your thyme tincture has an inhibitor to tuberculosis. You've got herbs here that will protect you. God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So trust in it. Trust in those words. God spoke them. He created man. He created the medicinal plants. He knows what the body needs. Pitcher's plant has an inhibitor to smallpox. So you have these plants. You have these solutions. I think you should really consider them. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have them. They have the thyme, they have the gentian, they have the pitcher's plant, they have pandemic kits, all with a long shelf life if you store them appropriately, 10 years. So you'll have stuff ready when you need it. So give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you want to visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972, and get prepared for whatever could come. Because just like those 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were not. The wise ones had extra oil for their lamps, so they were prepared to be able to wait on who? The bridegroom. Who's that? Jesus Christ. So they had made provisions for themselves. So you need to make provisions for yourself to be able, in case the Lord tarries, that you have things. You know, water, foods, whatever you need. Make sure you have those things. I don't think it's foolish to stock up on stuff. I think it's better to have it and not need it. Or you'd be woefully crying if you don't have it and you need it. And I will be saying it again. There are supply chain shortages happening. As a business owner, I'm seeing this. It's going to get harder to get things. So now would be the opportune moment, while you still have somewhat of a distribution chain and working, and you can get your things and your supplies stocked up. So don't wait till the last minute. Not a good thing. So as soon as you can, maybe give yourself the gift of health this year, or your family members, you know, whether it's medicinal herbs or dehydrated foods, you want to have a lot of things on hand. One thing that I do like to make a comparison on is a lot of your herbal liquids, the tinctures with the 10-year shelf life, outlive a lot of your over-the-counter stuff, which has maybe 2 to 5 year shelf life. So keep that in mind when you're stocking up, and make sure you rotate things out, especially if you're stocking canned goods and things. Make sure you keep on top of it. Because thing, you know, time flies, and before you know it, you forgot. All right, so I'm out of time. Don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. They are delivered by email only, so you have to have email to subscribe. And don't forget, the Thanksgiving sale has been extended to November 30th, so stock up while you can. Save 25%. Details are on the website, or give them a call. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.